This time next year, that's when the new $114 million TMSOTEX Aquatic and Community Center is set to open in New West. On Monday, Council received an update from staff about the project and directed staff to provide ongoing updates on the progress of the project. The 10,644-square-meter TMSOTEX Aquatic and Community Center will include aquatic facilities, including a leisure pool, lap pool, adult hot pool, family hot pool, diving boards, steam room and sauna, fitness areas, a cycle studio, two gymnasiums, multi-purpose rooms, a lobby where people can gather, a child care facility for up to 37 children, cafe food services, and outdoor spaces. Mayor Patrick Johnston said the opening is a good news story, as TMSOTEX will open within a couple of months of best laid plans, despite a labor dispute in the concrete industry and the massive supply chain issues that have occurred over the last couple of years. I'm not quite counting our chickens yet, but it's so good to know that we're really close to getting it done and it's so close to time on such a complex project, he said. I really appreciate that. A report to Council outlines the phased opening of the new community center and the closure of Centennial Community Center. First week of November 2023, last day of programs and services at Centennial Community Center and a farewell celebration to the facility. Asterisk November. The city will relocate items to storage at TMSOTEX. Early January 2024. The city will take possession of TMSOTEX Aquatic and Community Center. February. A phased startup of community recreation programs will begin at TMSOTEX, such as Discovery Playtime, registered drop-in sports and cycle classes, fitness center and group fitness, arts. Asterisk Family Day Weekend, February 18, 2024. Soft opening of programs at the facility, including aquatics, youth and senior services and Hayek Swim Club. Asterisk March 2024, grand opening. April, facility rental services will begin. We all had the chance to tour the facility. It is mind-blowing, said Cown. Tasha Henderson, I shared some of the images on social media but they do not do the space justice. The level of thought and intention that has gone into the design and the accessibility is just really inspiring. I think we're all excited to be there on opening day. According to the report, the closure of Centennial Community Center in November is vitally important to the opening schedule of TMSOTEX Aquatic and Community Center and to completing Phase 2 of the project in the summer of 2024. To address the disruption of programs between the closure of Centennial Community Center in November 2023 and the opening of TMSOTEX in February 2024, city staff are working on plans to add community programs in other facilities and to offer some programs in other spaces in the city. Cown. Daniel Fontaine noted that Centennial Community Center is planned to close this November and the new facility is expected to open in February 2024. He questioned if the city is factoring potential delays in the opening into its planning for community programs. We've factored in a potential delay already, said Corinne Garrett, Senior Manager of Recreation Services and Facilities. We've given ourselves 6 weeks to onboard staff and get them trained and ready for the facility. If the facility's ready and if our staff are ready, we have already planned in that potentially, we will actually try to start planning those programs sooner. So we want to over-deliver and under-promise. Phase 1, which is expected to be complete in January 2024, includes the new facility and the surrounding parking lot and landscaping works on the East 6th Avenue and McBride Boulevard sides of the building. A staff report states this will be a significant milestone, and is effectively the time when the contractor hands over the keys to the city. Phase 2, which is targeted for completion in July 2024, will begin with the closure of Centennial Community Center. It will include demolition of that building and parking and landscaping works on the side of the site near Cumberland Street and the Royal City Curling Club. What's behind the delay? When the city broke ground on the project in April 2021, it projected that the new Aquatic and Community Center would open in October 2023. A report to Council states that the 3-month adjustment is due to extensive ground improvement required that was beyond the original design, as well as industry-wide concrete shortages caused by a labor dispute from a major supplier. A staff report states that execution risks that could impact the scheduled opening dates are continually monitored by the construction and project team, who are working to manage existing issues and mitigate against potential delays. Material, product availability and lead time also pose risk to project schedule, with market uncertainties following the pandemic, said the report. Early procurement and storage have been implemented whenever possible, and more readily available equivalent alternatives are considered to release schedule pressures. Countdown. Ruby Campbell said the project has had to overcome a variety of issues, including site constraints, a concrete strike, labor shortages, and the size and scope of the project. She noted it will be double the size of the old Canada Games Pool and Centennial Community Centre. Henderson said there has been a slight delay to the opening day, but it's on track for a grand opening next summer despite many challenges, including construction during the pandemic. It's a real feat, she said. And so I think staff should be really congratulated for keeping us going. And we're all on countdown until we can get in there.